This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians that Russia was throwing all its resources into a campaign to stop Ukraine's troops from gaining ground in their counteroffensive. And a top general reported new progress on the southern front. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Things were not easy for Ukrainian forces in their bid to advance southward. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive to take back swaths of land in eastern and southern Ukraine, captured by Russian forces in their invasion launched in February of last year. The offensive has focused on capturing villages in the southeast in a drive towards the Sea of Azov and areas near the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May after months of battles. Russian accounts say its forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks in the eastern Donetsk region, including around Bakhmut. But from his Telegram account, the commander of Ukraine's southern forces, General Alexander Tarnovitsky, said his troops were systematically moving the enemy out of their positions. Neither account could be independently verified. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to attend an economic summit in South Africa next month, and the country is desperately trying to persuade him to stay away to avoid the legal and diplomatic fallout over his international arrest warrant. As a signatory to the treaty establishing the International Criminal Court, South Africa is obliged to arrest Putin on an indictment of court issued against the Russian leader in March for war crimes involving the abduction of children from Ukraine. Moscow has dismissed that warrant. South African authorities are likely to breach the treaty and not arrest Putin at all. This would raise security concerns and issues for the BRICS summit in Johannesburg. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday some 289 children are known to have died in the first half of 2023 while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. At a news conference in Geneva, agency migration and displacement lead Verena Noss called for expanded, safe, legal, and accessible pathways for children to seek protection in Europe.
The number of children that have lost their lives while attempting to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe has doubled compared to last year. And driven by conflicts in Sudan, in DRC, in West Africa, but even as far away as Afghanistan, and by the impacts of climate and climate hazards from droughts to heat waves.
Noss said the true figures were likely to be higher as many shipwrecks on the central Mediterranean leave no survivors or go unrecorded. She said these deaths are absolutely preventable. The UN Security Council asked the Secretary General on Friday to come up with options to help combat Haiti's armed gangs, including a possible UN peacekeeping force and a non-UN multinational force. A resolution adopted unanimously by the Council asked UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to report back on a full range of options within 30 days to improve the security situation, including additional training for the Haitian National Police and providing support to combat illegal arms trafficking to the impoverished Caribbean nation. It also authorizes up to 70 UN police and corrections advisors to scale up support and training for Haiti's understaffed and underfunded national police. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted a lower court resulting or ruling that limited the contact that the Biden administration officials could have with social media companies. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This was a flap that developed over COVID-19 and the Biden administration effort to stop misleading information about vaccines. It pressured social media platforms to remove what was considered misinformation, along with comments about the president's son Hunter and election fraud allegations. A group, including the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri, sued the administration, and a Louisiana federal judge appointed by former President Trump ordered the administration not to interfere with content containing free speech. The Biden administration appealed, and the Fifth District Court in New Orleans has issued a stay.
AP's Jackie Quinn. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.